This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the show where we bring you the stories behind the stories that matter in your life. We'll tell you something maybe you didn't know, hear from the experts, authors, and others, and hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. But in every case, we call it As We See It. On today's show, why are men spending so much money on testosterone therapy? Is it because they want to fend off manopause? And how is it possible a ton of people are still surfing the internet thanks to a floppy disk that came in the mail with a username assigned to it? Let's meet the friends. Jennifer Bjorklund is in Hawaii awaiting a direct hit from Hurricane Isel. We'll hear from her in moments. Jay Capadonia has the day off. In his place, it's Ted Pritchard. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm delighted to be back, Phil. Thank you so much. Big news, we got, if you think of cheerleaders as hot, how about in hot water? Well, not so much, but that's exactly where the cheerleaders out in Redlands find themselves. I'll have that story for you.
Keeping close tabs on the best stories of the day, Chris Martin is here.
There's a new cell phone application for your babies. Is it going to help you become a better parent, or is it just a leap forward in helicopter mothering? We'll find out.
Ah, I know you like that, Chris. The helicopter moms.
Yes.
They're looking for you sometimes. You realize that, don't you?
Probably.
All right. We've got to get the show started. Thanks for tuning in today. And Ted, thanks for being here, buddy. Big time fan. KNAC morning guy back in the day in the 80s. And
I'm glad to be back. Thanks for asking me. Yeah.
Yeah. Had your compadre, another morning guy from KNAC, Gonzo Greg Spillane, was here
Gons.
A couple times. And K-Rock's morning guy from the 70s, the insane Daryl Wayne.
Oh,
here.
My.
It's a cavalcade of morning guys filling in for Jay Capadonia, and all of those programs are available for you to listen to on demand at philhewlettandfriends.com. All right, this hasn't happened in 22 years. A hurricane is going to make a direct hit on Hawaii, and that's why we sent our Jennifer Bjorklund directly into the eye of the storm. And she checks in with us now from Honolulu, where they're awaiting Hurricane Isel. What's happening there, Jennifer?
Oh, what's happening right now? It's funny. I think the Hawaiian people are a little bit cavalier about this storm. We see people out surfing and kiteboarding and fishing this morning. But you know what? I think, Phil, it's like the proverbial calm before the storm. People are very comfortable with looking at the waves and seeing the horizon, and they don't really have a lot of fear of this storm. It's been 22 years since Hurricane Iniki came through here, and hurricanes really aren't a normal thing for the Hawaiian Islands. So, you know, they've done their storm preps, and now they're just kind of, well, for lack of a better word, being Hawaiians. They're just kind of hanging ten, man.
So is there any place for them to shelter? Is there any announcement or guys in trucks with loudspeakers driving around saying, get into your shelters?
There is a little bit of that. In fact, they've closed all the parks, all the beaches. Every mile and a half has beach access, and they're all closed. But we're standing on one of those now that's closed, and, you know, there's tons of surfers and fishermen. Honestly, the parks people have a lot more important things to do. They can issue the warnings, but people don't have to heed them. That being said, I'm on Waikiki Beach. I'm in Honolulu, which isn't expected to be a direct hit. Right now, there is a hurricane warning for the Big Island of Hawaii. And I know that people are taking it much more seriously there because they may be getting, you know, a head-on direct hit from Hurricane Isel. Now, to contrast, Iniki, way back when, that was a Category 4. It had sustained winds of, like, 200 miles an hour when it made landfall. This one is expected right now. It's only a Category 1. It's, like, 80, 90 miles an hour. So they're thinking it's not going to be quite as bad, but they are really worried about flooding and the storm surge and rainfall. So, oh, and I got to tell you, Phil, here's another thing. This morning there was an earthquake.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Since everybody's hanging loose, you know, hey, we need to force you to get some stress going out there.
Yeah, well, earthquakes, it's way more in my comfort zone, I got to tell you. The earthquakes come, it's gone, it's no big deal. I'm on the 29th floor of this high-rise, which is the top floor, overlooking Diamond Head at the gorgeous hotel. And this earthquake comes this morning, and I didn't feel a thing. Because all night, the thing was swaying like crazy. The hotel was swaying like crazy with all the wind. So,
we're going to just let you go here in a second. I just want to know, ahead of the storm, what kind of weather are you having right now on the leading edge of the storm?
It's windy, blustery, humid, and gorgeous. Big puffy clouds, sunny skies, great surf. And yeah, Phil, I got to run.
Okay.
I got a lot of stuff to do.
Go eat a hot malasada and enjoy paradise while you can.
All right. I'll look out to the sea and smile and then get back to work. But yeah, we'll talk soon.
And look for Jennifer. She'll be on NBC affiliates throughout the evening and probably into the weekend, MSNBC and NBC News and all of that, and the local Channel 4 here in Los Angeles. She does the job when she's out there. She does a good job.
Hurricane is no fun. I can tell you. I've been through two. One in during radio days in the early 80s in the Tampa Bay area, Hurricane Elena. And those winds were 80 to 90 miles an hour. And I tell you what, they scared the living heck out of me. It was blowing the palm trees over, the whole thing.
Oh, that'll pick up a coconut and knock a hole in your wall, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
And then 2 years ago, out of my family's farm in Virginia, Hurricane Irene, which was not the Sandy, Sandy, New Jersey, not that storm, but Hurricane Irene, I think the year before. And it was it's terrifying, you know. So Category 1 is nothing to sneeze at. And if it's that or worse, you know, that's trouble.
Yeah. Well, they're going to find out. And then the Hurricane Julio is about 36 hours behind Isel, but it's moving to the north. So the chances of Hawaii taking two direct hits are very low because forecasters say it's going to make a turn to the north and miss the islands altogether, which is typically what happens during this Pacific hurricane season. There are all kinds of hurricanes out there, but Hawaii gets missed because it's just a handful of specks out in the big, big ocean.
Gotcha.
Do we ever get hit here in California with a hurricane?
I don't think so. I mean, the last time we got serious weather in Los Angeles, it was a snowstorm. and we've had snowstorms before we've had hurricanes, so I don't think we've had one. They're always south of us.
They must be down. They initiate down in Baja, Central California, on the Pacific side there.
Yeah. And they'll get them in Cabo.
And they bump off somehow and wind up going out in the Pacific, and we don't get bumped.
It seems like the hot zone is between Guadalajara and that area, you know, wherever the coast is. There, Manzanillo in those areas, and up to Las Hatas at the tip of Baja California.
They would be hot zones. Yes.
Yeah, that would be right. Now, speaking of hot zones, some cheerleaders out of Redlands are feeling some heat because of something they did.
This is an incredible story. I think about cheerleaders, and I was married to a cheerleader for.
You were?
Yes. A very big-time cheerleader, a big college Alabama cheerleader, yeah. And, in fact, she's the mother of my son, who you guys met the last time.
He's not a cheerleader,
to
clarify?
No, not yet. Oh, no,
okay.
Please. No, no, no. He dresses a little funny, but he's not a cheerleader. You usually believe, at least I remembered, cheerleaders, their behavior is somewhat above reproach. Now, that's a little different when you get them at the drive-in. But
yeah.
When they're presenting themselves publicly, you know, this is, you know, they're always the prim and proper. They're dressed to the nines. They're smiling and they're posing.
All right.
These chicks at East Valley High in Redlands dressed up like gangbangers. Two or three of them had huge pillows stuffed in their shirts to make them look pregnant.
Yeah.
And they're flashing gang signs and all this kind of stuff.
And they took pictures.
And they took a bunch of pictures and posted them. So that whole high school cheerleader program is on hiatus, right?
Hiatus.
Photos showed members of the Redlands East Valley High School cheer squad wearing baggy clothes, flashing gang signs.
Well, that's not good.
It's a new club. What? FHA, little, Future Homies of America?
Yeah, no. Poor judgment. Grandpa, what's a drive-in? That was your line, Chris.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I've been to the drive-in several times.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. With a cheerleader.
Aha.
Well, see, something could happen if you're not careful.
We snuck in the trunk. Yeah, if you're not careful, you could have a baby, Phil.
Exactly. And what are today's moms and dads doing with their babies?
They're monitoring them. We all know about baby monitors. You remember those old school crackling walkie-talkies, two-way walkie-talkies that you keep in your bedroom in case your baby starts
Somebody's
whining.
In there with a baby.
Oh, no. It's just the baby. All right. Go ahead.
Well, walkie-talkie baby monitors are taking a modern turn. They now include cameras and smartphone control, and there's one called Sproutlings, and it has a cell phone app that requires a small sensor, looks like a wristband or a ankle band in this case, that attaches to the leg of your baby. And then communicates with your phone and monitors the baby's temperature, its heart rate, and its motions.
Why do you need to know all of that?
It also evaluates room temperature and ambient noises.
I think I should put one on Charlie Sheen.
Can it predict the next diaper load?
Oh.
Maybe.
So
maybe.
You could be there to await the arrival.
That is possible, because if your baby tends to fill its diaper in a certain mood, then it will tell you exactly when to expect that, because it communicates by a colored interface on your phone that represents your child's current emotional state. So it will tell you if your child is cranky or happy, sleeping or awake.
Yeah.
And then you know whether or not you need to go pick them up and hold them and pat them on the back and set them back in the crib.
Do they have an app that just gives you a clue?
Or feed them?
Yeah. My gosh. What is the matter with people? You don't need, parents, you don't need any of that stuff, okay? 90% of your parenting is going to be instinctual. The other 10%, you're either going to be a complete moron or you're going to be excellent at this. So you know, that 10%, your kids are probably going to weather that.
There's
in
no
most,
school.
In most cases. You hover like a helicopter. This is where the kid starts needing a shrink by the time they're in middle school.
And that's a big business these days.
Yes, it is.
So you're saying setting up a 3-camera shoot in your child's bedroom is not a good idea.
No. Okay. Just one word. Medicate. That's what's going to be your future of your kid right there. All right. Up next. We're talking about technology and what it can do for you and your for your baby. But in this case, what can it do for you? Before the employers find out, before the police find out, before you're running for office, before your opponent finds out, you can find out and find out what I'm talking about when we return here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports of Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports of Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsofcalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Thanks for listening to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil. Jennifer Bjorklund is hanging onto a palm tree as Hurricane Isel bears down on Honolulu. If you missed what she had to say about the hurricane, you could listen to this program later on, when we post it online for your on-demand listening, downloading, sharing. It's at philhewlettandfriends.com. Chris Martin is here, and Ted Pritchard is here for Jay Capadonia. And Ted, you found some what seems to be some very useful, a very useful application, and you've actually tried it yourself. Explain what it is.
I have, and this is I'll go unscripted with this one. It was in the course of looking for good stories to relay to everybody on the air today. I ran into a thing, it's called Instant Check, and it's a background service that you can do not only on anybody else, but on yourself. So I entered my name and my address, and I hit the search button, and up pop about 12 categories: sexual offender, financial records, online history, which terrified me because then they'd find out about my NRA membership and the porn surfing.
Exactly.
And then you know, any manner of, you know, your address, your history, your academic records. And so while this site is loading, you know, there's a little, as you would load any site, you know, the little indicator comes up and the arrow is spinning around. And you're waiting for it to load. The one that was on sexual offender took a long, long time.
Really?
For me.
Wow. Scary.
I thought, oh, my God.
Oh, you have nothing to hide.
The
but cheerleader just the same.
What was that? The drive-in. it's a terrifying thing to do. I'm too cheap to pay the $10 to go through with the whole survey.
Yeah.
But it can be done. It's pretty interesting,
and
too.
And what's it called? Instant Check?
It's called instantcheck.com. All those letters right in a row, boom, .com.
Wow.
And you'll find it.
Yeah. All right.
Craziness.
I'm going to try that out.
Go ahead.
Just be nice to know, wouldn't it?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
See what's out there, and you can dispute it or not.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Be brave. Jump on it.
Yeah. All right. Hey, you know what? Who knew that Jenny Craig was going to become such a big deal, Chris?
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to people all
you
over
do
the
a
world.
Diet
she's
like
as
that?
Big as they get. No, I mean, I have some books about how to work out and how to treat your body properly. I sort of follow those, but I've never been on a strict
and
diet.
And Jenny
program.
Craig's got the whole thing. You got to buy her food and the whole deal, right?
She does, yeah. She has an entire program set up. She's almost a billionaire now because of it.
Almost.
I found it interesting that her house is for sale. She has a home down in Del Mar. It's an 8,000-square-foot home. And at almost $40 million, it is the most expensive house on the California market right now. The most expensive property.
And Del Mar is just beautiful. If you've never been there, it's a gorgeous little outcropping right there past the racetrack where Bob Hope and a bunch of other famous guys from the
Bing
40s,
Crosby,
Bing Crosby, they all used to hang out down there.
Yeah, it's down San Diego way.
$40 million.
It has three kitchens, Ted.
That's ironic. Is that ironic or
Jenny
what?
In Craig's house.
All that cooking going on. Got to feed people.
You know, she's almost 82 now, and I found an interesting backstory when I was reading up on her property. You know, she had a freak accident about 20 years ago that's kept her out of the public eye ever since. That's why you don't see Jenny Craig as public speaker.
You don't see her, do you?
No, you don't. You see a lot of her representatives. Here's what happened. She's watching TV in her lounge chair and like her lazy boy, and she's sort of dozing off, and a loud commercial comes on. Her head's leaned down, and it causes her to jerk straight up, and I guess her bottom jaw was slacked. So her bottom jaw comes slapping up to her top jaw and ends up ripping a majority of the nerve endings and tendons and everything that connects your jaw muscles together.
Wow.
And
what happened to her?
And she ended up having facial deformities, and she had to have several reconstructive surgeries. So she hasn't spoke much in public the last 20 years because of that.
Wow. Jeez.
Because of watching television and a loud commercial startling her into severe damage in her lower jaw.
That is a freak accident. You don't hear about that happening very often.
Terribly freaking.
You hear about people getting they turn their head and it stays that way.
Or they stick their tongue in a toaster or something.
Right.
That happens every other day.
You hear about that all the time.
That's what I hear about.
While we're talking about food, if you've ever gone down the low-carb or Atkins diet road,
no.
You've probably ordered that abomination known as the bunless burger. Usually it's just a burger wrapped in a big piece of lettuce, iceberg lettuce. And if you like bread, like most of us do, it's terrible. So the geniuses at the fast food chain Fatburger have just vastly improved the bunless burger experience.
Those guys are geniuses.
Yeah, it's so brilliant and so obvious. I can't believe it took this long for somebody to come up with it. Instead of wrapping a hamburger patty and your toppings in a piece of boring lettuce, they use two burgers as the buns. And all the condiments, cheese, and toppings are sandwiched in between two burger patties,
there
no bun.
You go.
Genius.
No kidding around there, pal.
Not on the Jenny Craig menu, by the way.
No, and it's clearly inspired by the KFC Double Down sandwich, which uses two pieces of chicken as the bun with bacon, cheese, and sauce in between. Did you know they had that?
No.
Yes, I've eaten it.
Now, Fatburger, you have. Fatburger is even offering options for multiple buns. So you could, quote-unquote buns. They have the quotation marks. So you could use four patties or even eight patties as buns instead of two. Now, why don't you just go to the counter and say, I'd like some meat?
Just shove it in my face, please. Yeah.
So remember, as long as there's no bread involved, it's considered healthy, right? Under the Atkins diet.
Oh, forget the fat. Forget the cholesterol.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Just as long as you're getting the protein.
Right.
For now, they're only selling them at one location, and it's the Fatburger in Beverly Hills.
And they'll buy it, sure.
And believe it or not, that's Fatburger's headquarters, Beverly Hills. Did you know that?
No clue.
I had no idea. But here's to hoping that they do that in more locations.
Beverly Hills.
Got to try one of those.
Oh my! Yum.
Bunless burgers. It's weird, you know.
Yes.
It's weird, like Al.
Like Al, my pal Al. Okay, so who was your favorite Super Bowl halftime show, Chris?
I'll go with Bruno Mars just because he was the most recent.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Phil.
Yeah. Madonna.
That was a good one. Yeah.
It was theatrical. It was huge. It was big. And do we ask Stark or does he not? He's shaking his head.
Let's just throw him an Aerosmith.
Okay. I'll go with that. The Aerosmith Britney Spears. Sure. He'd like that one.
Yeah.
Okay. How would you like to see Weird Al Yankovic do the halftime show?
Oh, he's riding a high right now with his number one album.
There you go. He's got a number of things here, which I will have to recite for you here from this enticing story. His new album, Mandatory Fun, he parodies, who's the guy with the happy song? What's his name?
Pharrell Williams,
homeboy with the hat. That's that guy. Lord, Iggy Azalea, Imagine Dragons, and Robin Thicke.
Yeah. Right.
So Weird Al.
And they're all great.
Okay, so I want to see him do, you know, I'm Fat, Fat.
All the classics?
Oh, my gosh, just the classics.
That would be awesome.
The stuff from Thriller, he could do that, see? And it would be as big and as theatrical as the Madonna thing. He could make, you know, he could come out in the costume.
He's accessible.
Oh, Weird Al Yankovic. There's a petition circulating. Let me see if I can find a website where you can go to. But there's 43,000 people have signed this. It doesn't say where, but, you know, be on the lookout for Weird Al at the Super Bowl halftime.
Wow, I love it.
Well, I love him as much as the next guy does, but I can almost guarantee there is no way
there's
the Super
no
Bowl
way
puts him on
no.
the halftime show.
No.
Really?
It would be great, and it would be novel, but.
Yeah, all right. While we're on kind of a sports theme, Chris, why don't you take it from here? Because you have a couple of sports stories, don't you?
Yeah, Landon Donovan announced today that he's retiring from soccer at the end of the season. He's retiring from competitive soccer.
He's a big deal, isn't he?
He's a big deal, yeah. Matter of fact, let me tell you how big of a deal he is. He is the U.S. national team all-time leading scorer, so that would be the Olympic team. He's the all-time Major League Soccer leading scorer. He's got two national championships, and there's a good chance that he's going to find more work behind the scenes in soccer. But he announced after his last game that, yeah, he will be retiring. Matter of fact, he's doing an official announcement with the LA Galaxy right now as we speak.
You know, how old a guy is he?
32.
Wow, that's old. So I guess we could all agree that he's great. He's so good.
Maybe 34.
That he couldn't make the World Cup team.
Well, he was hurt, though, right? Isn't that what happened, Chris?
No, his feelings were hurt.
His feelings were hurt.
The coach wouldn't have him on the team. Isn't that what happened?
Yes.
Well, we don't
let
sissies on the U.S. team. Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, do you own your own domain name, you know, like chrismartin.com or tedpritchard.com? Wait until you hear what today's techie parents are doing. That story and a whole lot more when our tech dude, Jeremy Anticone, you know, the guy with the drone and the feds, joins us live next right here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. Thanks for tuning in to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. Join the conversation on our Twitter page, at As We See It Show. Go ahead and follow. I know it's Thursday, but follow. Isn't that, you know what, if you think about it, if you just parse that a little bit, you think about the Pied Piper scenario, right? The Twitter guys say, just follow. We'll take care of the rest. All right, so we want to get things started here with our tech guy, Jeremy Anticone, is here. Jeremy, hi.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good. No police knocking on your doors this week, I trust?
Not this week.
All right.
Safe so far.
We were talking about a couple of apps earlier, one that helps you check your background check before somebody else does, and another that helps helicopter parents hover even closer to their kids. And you have an app that wants to keep tabs on us. Is it one of those jogging apps?
Well, you know, there's lots of apps that use your location when you're using an app, and there's, of course, many reasons for it. So that if you're looking for a restaurant and you want to find out what's nearby, it's able to give you results that are relevant. I'm going to read something to you and tell me if you can decipher what this actually means it's doing. Foursquare uses your phone's background location to help you find great places and the best tips while you're there. You can change this at any time in your settings.
Oh, it sounds a little like Foursquare or something like that.
Well, what that actually means is that any time that you have installed the new Foursquare app, it is going to be tracking your location, whether or not you're using the Foursquare app, and reporting it back to them the time.
Can you go in and shut all of that stuff off in your settings?
You can, but most apps that turn on a feature like this typically require you to opt in so that you know what it is that you're selecting to occur. And this is actually happening in the opposite. So you've got to go in and opt out. And many people have automatic updates turned on their phones so that when the new version comes out, you automatically have it installed and you're automatically going to be opted into this.
Yeah, I don't do that. Are you and I the same? I just take my time and I take a look. Okay, do I want to update this? And I look at what the new thing is and I decide at that point whether I want to update. Do you do that?
I typically have the automatic updates going because I like to not have to think about that stuff.
Yeah, all right.
However, this is a good point to keep an eye on what is updated. So you can go in, of course, and take a look at the recent updates and see what those features are. But definitely want to keep an eye on things like this.
Yeah, I think so. Now, on the complete other side of the spectrum, I suspect some of these people aren't updating anything.
Oh, my. So you remember AOL?
I
had fond memories of AOL after my parents got rid of CompuServe and we switched over to AOL.
Right, when they were using their Commodore VIC-20. Wait,
right, exactly.
Hang on a second. We've got to check something.
You've got mail.
Oh, good.
Nice.
All right. We're ready to go.
So if we look at a chart of AOL's subscribers over, say, the last 10 years, it looks like it just fell off of a cliff. They used to have something like 25 million subscribers.
Yeah, because remember when they used to send those discs to everybody? I used to
get
one every month, it seems like.
Play Frisbee with them. I had stacks of those things.
Yes.
Well, believe it or not, they still have almost 2.5 million dial-up subscribers.
Hmm. These are people that are on a 44.8 modem or something like that, right?
Well, maybe a 56K
56, you know, okay.
Turbo modem.
Yeah.
With those lovely sounds. But if you take a look at what those folks are paying, about $21 a month, that's almost $50 million a month that they're pulling in from dial-up users.
I wonder if it's just some region in particular or just in general all over the United States.
Yeah, I think that most people that were able to sign up for broadband and were able to sign up just did, and so we've got a lot of people that may still be too far from a DSL hub that they can't get that type of service or the cable company doesn't provide it, so they're stuck on dial-up. Ew.
Yeah. I just ran a little math. That's actually less than 1% of the entire population. It's 0.7%.
Jeez.
Of the population still
on AOL.
So that's
AOL. Enough for a market these days.
Yeah, it
is. It sure is. Yeah.
Look at all the money that you're making.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
It certainly is. All right, so I have a .com domain for every member of my family, starting with me. There's philhewlett.com. My wife has a .com. All three of my daughters have their name, first and last, .com. They're not necessarily using the web pages, but they're all there just the same. I just feel like my family needs to have their own domain name before somebody else buys it and puts a picture of me doing something outrageous with an animal on philhewlett.com. Too late. I own that now, and you can't mess with me. But parents these days are thinking way in advance, aren't they?
They sure are. And, we've seen, businesses choose their names based on website availability. So if a name of a company's website isn't available, then they start thinking about other names. Now this is actually rolling down to parents. They're able to decide, on a child's name before they're born based on the availability of that domain name. So what you do is you go to a special website, you type in your last name and whether or not you're having a boy or a girl, and then it goes out and does all kinds of searches for different names and then looks those up for domain names to find out which ones are available so that when you do decide on a name, you make sure that you've got their accounts all ready to go.
Now, what this is going to spawn is variations of names and ultimately poorly spelled variations of names so that people can get the domain name, right?
Yeah, I think we see a lot of that now. And I've even seen some parents going out and creating social media accounts, Twitter accounts, and Facebook accounts before their kids are even born. So
I think
we're going to see more and more of this. I'm not on board with this one.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeremy, this is Ted, the fill-in guy for Jay.
Hello, fill-in guy, Ted.
Hey, I was reading something this morning, and it's kind of a little bit cloudy in my memory. But there's the new iPhone coming out, 6, is that right?
Yeah, we'll be coming out to September.
And evidently there's some sort of something hidden, something or other that it'll do that we don't know about.
Like a feature, hidden
feature.
There you go.
So, thank you, Jay.
Like an Easter egg?
Yes.
Remember those?
What do you hear about the Apple 6?
It's hard to say until they actually release it. There are a few things that we have started to see as we get closer to the launch date. The manufacturing companies, start actually producing the parts, they have a real hard time keeping a lid on things. So one of the things that we've seen is a new screen that appears to be made out of sapphire. And sapphire, as you probably know, is an incredibly hard material. It's very close to diamond in the level of its hardness. And so what they're supposedly doing is using sapphire to create this new screen to make it scratch resistant. They've actually used sapphire in the home button, which is also a fingerprint scanner. So you can see that if you've been fairly abusive to your phone, that will not have scratches, but the rest of your screen might. So
is it larger too? Jeremy,
yes,
the screen's larger, right?
We are expecting a larger phone, and there are a lot of rumors that there's going to be two larger sizes, a 4.5 and maybe a 5.5 inch.
Oh, so they can look more like a Android?
And we used
more
to
like
laugh
a Samsung, more like the S5.
We laughed at guys that had those big brick phones back in the early 80s, and so now they're going back to huge phones.
Full,
I don't get it.
Full circle. Yeah, it's back to you guys.
That's right. Okay, well, I'm going to spend some time being abusive to my phone now that we've talked about that. Jeremy, always a pleasure to speak with you, sir. We'll have some more Tech Talk next Thursday.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
All right. Jeremy Anticone right there. Knows his stuff. See, you throw something out that he wasn't planning to talk about?
Well, think about that. It's not good for employment, you know, because all of those guys at the swap meets that fix cracked screens are out of business.
For $100, right?
Thanks to Sapphire.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think he's always ready to talk about
that
Apple products,
sounds expensive, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's probably going to be. They all are. It's going to be a $600 to $900 phone.
I'll have a 2-carat iPhone, please. Hey, if you're a man, more or less my age, you've probably... Sorry about that. You were drinking. You've probably heard the ads for testosterone supplements. You've probably considered buying some, or maybe you've asked your doctor about it. Up next, we'll talk about that and what to do when you hit menopause. Right here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. Here we go. It's our final segment today on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. Ted Pritchard is here for Jay. Jennifer is in Hawaii waiting for the storm to arrive. And Chris Martin is here. Is there such a thing as manopause? The August 18th cover story of Time magazine delves into men's desire for virility as they age, no matter the cost. And so that's why we are spending all kinds of bucks on testosterone products. Is it a good idea? Is it even safe? Let's talk about it with the author of the book, Awakening Beauty, An Illustrated Look at Mankind's Love and Hatred of Beauty. The book's available in the store at philhewlettandfriends.com. Dr. Anthony Napoleon is here. Doctor, thank you very much.
Nice to be with you.
It's a pleasure to have you. What are we talking about here when we say menopause, just as a conversation starter?
Well, sex hormones, including testosterone and estrogen, impact our behavior and our biological health. Men past the age of 40 begin to lose testosterone, which at about 1.6% per year thereafter. And that reduction in testosterone affects libido, that is your desire for sex, your sexual performance, lean muscle mass, where you deposit and how much fat you deposit. It can affect issues related to your behavior. For example, men with low testosterone have been shown to be more likely to tell lies, believe it or not. So it's a fascinating change, these hormones and what they do to us as we age.
These men who tell lies, are they lying about their virility by any chance?
That's a fascinating question.
Oh, it is? Okay.
It really is, because that is part of it. When you no longer feel good about yourself and you no longer have a desire to be sexual, you have to start making excuses in this very competitive society. You know, when the guys are around other guys, they begin to talk and puff with one another and brag about their dominance. But
their exploits, right?
That's right, exactly. Yeah. But if you're not feeling so well, you have a tendency to lie. You know, what's fascinating from an epidemiological perspective is that there is something going on. If you take a man, any man, in 2014, and you compare him to men in 1980s, our testosterone levels are reduced by about 25%. Now, let me repeat that. Our testosterone today in 2014 is reduced by 25% over men living in the 80s. So there really is a there. There's something going on.
Is that an environmental thing? Is it something that the men and women are exchanging and cooperating in societal roles these days more than we were maybe 30 years ago?
Actually, brilliant question. There are two things going on here, biological and psychological. Biologically, things like BPA, bisphenol A, which is a chemical that is put in plastic bottles. 89% of men, for example, who go to a fertility clinic have BPA in their urine. And BPA is everywhere. These are estrogenic chemicals that are found in our food. And so these estrogenic chemicals tend to reduce our amount of testosterone. But the other thing that you included in your question, and this is my area of expertise, is where biology and psychology cross paths. Being around younger, willing, receptive, and nice, and I want to put that word in quotations, women, will naturally increase your testosterone. There's a National Institute of Health study that shows that if you take any man with reduced testosterone and you take him to a topless bar, within 2 hours, his testosterone level jumps 36%.
Well, that's interesting, though, because there probably aren't a whole lot of nice girls in there.
You know, that's, by the way, another great observation. The studies that look at the impact of a receptive female and looking at an attractive female does not include pornography. It includes looking at attractive, suggestively dressed women. It does not refer to looking at actual sex acts. Over time, if you look at pornography, while you get an initial bump in testosterone, it's very short-lived, your testosterone then reduces even further, such that there are no stimuli once you've watched a lot of porn that will stimulate you. So the biology, our food, for instance, hops, which is one of the components of beer, is estrogenic. Soy products, if you're drinking soy milk and you are a male, then I suggest that you perhaps should talk to your doctor about that because soy is estrogenic.
Hmm. So you shouldn't sit around and watch porn, drink beer, and soy milk is what you're saying.
And you were telling me off air that that's what you did.
No, come on, come on.
Hey, now.
You know what? We're going down a different road because I thought all of this was, you know, men are buying this testosterone, whether they need it or not, because we're buying into societal expectations these days. You know, the old 50 is the new 30, the 60 is the new 30, 70 is the new 30, right?
That's right, that's right. You know, this is interesting. In 2011, for example, look at advertising. $14 million was spent on advertising testosterone supplementation. Mm-hmm. In 2012, that jumped to $100 million. So there is this factor that none of us want to age. None of us want to lose that edge. However, overlapping that is this societal malaise that when compared to men in the 1980s, we are at a disadvantage based upon the behavior of the women we are around, pornography and foodstuffs. So there are two things going on. One is none of us want to get older. None of us want to age gracefully. And by the way, when we look at this epidemiologically, there are only about 5 million men in the entire United States who have clinical low testosterone. Well, technically, that's 300 nanograms of testosterone per deciliter.
And those are the only guys that need the supplements, is what you're saying.
That's right. That's what your doctor. But you can make almost anyone feel better by giving them a little boost. And this is where the problem comes in. When you take normal tea, and then enough is never enough. Uh-huh. So the average guy goes in, He has a normal amount of testosterone. He has a nagging wife. Women are competitive with him. He's lost his job. And these are all psychological factors, right. But they probably affected his T. So rather than changing his life, he will roll on a little product under his arm every morning.
Yeah.
And that gives him a little boost.
Well, see, I went into my doctor. I got checked because I said, look, doc, I've always had a six-pack, but at the moment it's hidden in this pony keg. Can you help me with that? And he said, okay, let's run your blood test and we'll do a T count. He said, nah, you're fine. Look at that. For your age, you're in good shape. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So just
yeah.
go home and make love to your wife. And does this have a lot to do with, I mean, we just don't accept our age and be done with it. We'd save a ton of money. Is it because as men, we want to continue to believe that we can make it with a 26-year-old?
Men refused these days to mature through the various phases of life. We all want to be 20-year-old, virile, carefree, no commitments, and love them and leave them. And to be able to do that, you have to have a certain psychology and mentality. You know, when you start to have kids, when you have kids, and you have a wife, and you have a house, and you have a mortgage, and you have a career, you tend to become more commitment-oriented. And people don't like that feeling because of the media entertainment complex brainwashing us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That you must constantly buy this, be that, do that, be virile, be this. You know, the people on the magazines are all young and virile and beautiful. And it tends to make all of us, men and women, feel bad about natural maturation. But in addition to that, there is this problem. There is something going on in our society. I sometimes wonder, we don't have any studies to look at this, but what would it be like? I mean, if testosterone was simply at the levels it was in 1980, that would be a 25% increase for everybody. So whatever your levels were when you discussed this with the physician, those levels would be 25% higher.
Oh.
I wonder what would happen. Would you still have those six-packs?
Awakening Beauty, an illustrated look at mankind's love and hatred of beauty. That's Dr. Anthony DePolian. Thank you, sir. We could talk about this for hours because it's almost like we have a mind meld on it, don't we?
Sounds like he's saying that commitment will actually suck the testosterone right out of you.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
No, it just could.
Just drains it right from your body.
I don't know. You do what you want to do. I'm sure your T count is higher than anybody. In this room.
I'm just kidding.
It's probably pulsating. Even over here, I can tell.
More than me and Ted combined. Hey, we love your comments. Our email is feedback@philhewlettandfriends.com, at Twitter @AsWeSeeItShow, facebook.com/PhilHewlettAndFriends. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark. Brooke Peterson is our producer, production assistant, one name only, Anna, like Cher, it's Anna. Our theme song, composed and performed by Russ Monson. For Jennifer Bjorklund, Jay Capadonia, Ted Pritchard.
Yes, thank you.
And Chris Martin, I'm Phil Hewlett. Can't wait to talk with you next time when we call it As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and not back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.